Blog Talk Radio.
I think that you can get a debit card though if you simply open a bank account.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it because you know I don't work, so I don't get money, so I didn't think about opening one.
Well, I don't want to force you into doing so, but I think that I could help you with that. That way, it would help our relationship and make things easier in terms of. You know, if we wanted to go out and have dinner or have lunch or something.
Okay.
Or do something, that way it'll take the onus off of me having to be visible all the time. But I'm glad you're able to meet with me today. I really am. All night last night I was thinking, all day yesterday I was thinking, she's going to cancel, she's not going to tell me, she's not going to do it.
No, I just had morning things to do. Like, usually I do things in the morning. I'm most likely free in the afternoon. I try not to be busy. The only time I'm not free is if it has something to do with my sister, my mom, or in that situation, any of that. Or any of my aunts or anything like that, because sometimes occasionally I go with them to the doctors. But other than that, I'm always free. I'm always with Gabriella. As you can see, I always hang out with her.
Yeah, and of course you'll never tell Gabriella anything.
No.
But I was thinking, no, not so much that you, I know you do things. Of course, you know, I do the Manning Report from 9 to, well, actually, I'm there from 7 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock during the day during that. So I'm busy in the morning as well. But I was thinking maybe you would get cold feet. You would say, I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to make this somewhat quasi, if you will, date that I had planned to have with you. But you didn't, so but we have our time is very short, and I want to say Happy Valentine.
Thank you.
I want to say, ask you if you would be my Valentine.
Sure.
Good. Very good. And I pray you'll enjoy the candy.
I would definitely enjoy my chocolate.
Okay. I pray this will be a great Valentine's Day for you.
Thank you. I'm supposed to be going out with Gabriella in the evening time. Maybe we'll have to watch a movie.
Today?
I told her, fine, because I don't really go out on Valentine's Day, but because she is forcing me to. She said she doesn't have one.
She's forcing you to?
Yes, because she doesn't have a Valentine's Day, and she knows where I live. So it's either I go willingly, or she'll just come to my house and drag me out. So I figured I might as well just go.
Wait. You're saying she doesn't have a Valentine's Day, or she doesn't have a Valentine's date? Which did you say?
Date.
Oh, okay.
So I'm her date. I'm the girl she'll go hang out with for that day.
Yeah.
Rather than stand there alone or with some guy that's not going to be good for her. So.
She doesn't have a boyfriend yet?
No.
Well, she ought to get herself a boyfriend then rather than hanging out with you. But I can understand the two of y'all hanging out together. Tell her to get a boyfriend.
I thought you were against those gay boyfriends.
I plan to be spending a lot of time with you, especially when the summertime comes. There's so many things that I tell you, I keep thinking about you all the time. Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, so my thoughts are, well, when the summertime comes, Tamar and I are going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do,
So what makes me so special out of all the girls?
First of all, you are incredibly beautiful. That's one thing. But I think that it's something about the look that's in your eyes. It's the chemistry, and your body looks so beautiful. You've got an incredible body. In fact, every time, like on Wednesday night, you came and you had on a sort of a black blouse, I think, and
yes,
black stockings and a gray or something skirt. All I could think about was, wow, I sure would like to remove those stockings and that blouse and just look at your body. It's so beautiful. You know, it's just an incredible, you have an incredible body build, your waist, your waistline, your hips, your breasts, and just absolutely stunningly beautiful. You could be a model, I'm not, or an actor. In fact, I used to think about you as, and sometimes when I see you with certain garments on, I think about you being in some Egyptian movie. The other thing, you look very Egyptian as well.
I get that a lot.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. Everyone asks me, are you Indian or like Egyptian?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You look that way. You look very Egyptian or from East India. And some things that you wear, and I think it's your clothing as well, which is probably something you may not think about. You just choose clothing based on what you like.
Yeah.
But you have such perfect taste. It's just, when I saw you on Wednesday night, I wanted to just pull up your skirt and just look at your body. I think that would be the treasure of all treasure to be able to do that. Who else has told you that you look very Egyptian? Just people, class.
Everyone in church.
Really?
Yeah. They say I look Indian. I know most of the boys be like, Tamar, I think you're like half Indian, but you're lying to us, but it's okay. I'm just like, I'm not, but if you say I am.
Well. And so, I mean, that's fascinating, and I can, when I think about what, the other thing is that, I suppose you'll either know or you'll find out. It's when someone is very special and you believe that the Lord has, or you can call it fate if you want, has provided that person for you. You can't resist them, you know.
Yeah.
You cannot resist that person that comes into your life. And And it isn't always beauty. It's not that. It's just that person has does something special to you. It's like it's you know, a lot of people use the term soulmate. I don't use that term. If someone wants to use it, I wouldn't argue with it.
Yeah, I don't agree with the term soulmate.
But what it does say, and I think what people are trying to say, is that there's some people that are just meant for each other, you know? And I think that that's what happened with you as well. When I first saw you at the school, I didn't say a lot to you because I felt that way then. I mean, I did. And the more you came in, the more quiet you were, it even increased that feeling. But it's that. Plus, the other thing is that, I think that you are incredibly introspective and incredibly smart as well. And I like that. I like the fact that you think and that you're not boring.
I try not to be. I think boring people are lame.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing to be, and a lot of beautiful people, but they're boring. Their minds are like a block of ice, you know?
Yeah.
They make no contributions. They have nothing
That's
to
true.
Say. And the things that they say and think about are just very small.
Childish.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is the other thing as well. When I hear you talk about cooking and I hear you talking about taking care of your family, you talk more like a 30-year-old woman than you do an 18-year-old girl. Your sense of responsibility. And I was thinking, you know, you hang out with Gabriella. She does not seem nearly as responsible as you, you know.
She doesn't? Well, I mean, she is responsible. She does take really good care of Mariah, and she does cook for Mariah and everything like that. Yeah, she does. She doesn't. I just try to go well for her. Like, I try to give her that sense of maturity and tell her, you know, she should be more there. Like, she should mature herself. Like, she needs to go to college, and she is going to start college soon. That's what you need to get on your work. Don't stop doing your work to go hang out. Don't party. Focus on your studies, and that's the best you can do if you get out. And especially since she wants to be a nurse, you know.
You know, well, maybe she is. Maybe you can talk to her. Maybe she will become more responsible. But
I think she will be. I think her maturity level is there. She just needs to.
And maybe you don't recognize your maturity level. You are truly a woman. I think the other thing is that I just feel so naturally drawn to you. I can't wait to hold you and look at you. But I think the other thing is that your sense of maturity, because if you had Gabriella's personality, and I'm not against Gabriella, by the way, don't misunderstand me.
No,
if you had her personality, I would not say hello to you. Because I would not, you know, I would not think that you were mature enough to talk with me. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And maybe you know her better than I do. You know, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's more if you sit down. And I think most people are intimidated by you.
Have you been through Jesus' mind?